USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the federal government cannot force COVID vaccination or testing rules on large companies. The vaccine or testing rule would have applied to large companies with at least 100 workers. The three liberal justices dissenting wrote that the Supreme Court is preventing the Biden administration from responding to the coronavirus pandemic in the most effective way possible. The rules will still apply to workers at most healthcare facilities. President Biden is accelerating the government's response to fighting COVID-19.
Today, I'm announcing our next deployment of 6 additional federal medical teams, a total of more than 120 military medical personnel, to 6 hard-hit states, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island.
This is USA Radio News.
And I just Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. Or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riots at the Capitol on Thursday subpoenaed Alphabet, Meta, Reddit, and Twitter for their information from their social media platforms. The committee requested that the 4 social media companies produce records related to the riots by January 27th, citing inadequate responses to prior requests. The committee said that Alphabet's YouTube platform was used for significant communications relevant to the planning and execution of the January 6th riots, including live streams of the attack as it took place. Meta's Facebook and Instagram platforms were also allegedly used to share messages of hatred, violence, and incitement, as well as to spread misinformation about the 2020 presidential election. Reddit also hosted the Donald community, which eventually migrated to the website thedonald.win in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
13 Democratic members of the Texas Congressional Delegation called for a sweeping Inspector General investigation into Operation Lone Star, Governor Greg Abbott's highly touted border mission, following news reports of poor working and living conditions for the troops, also habitual pay problems, and suspected suicides tied to the operation. The letter comes as another service member, based in the city of Farr, survived a suicide attempt last Sunday. In the letter, lawmakers said Operation Lone Star was severely eroding the readiness of our National Guardsmen and their ability to be deployed on federal orders. They referenced a story by the Army Times that reported on 4 suicides by soldiers that were tied to Operation Lone Star. There was also a report of another suicide attempt tied to the mission and another soldier who died when he accidentally shot himself. Governor Abbott pushed back on the reports of suicides being linked to his border mission, saying the detractors were just playing politics. He pointed to the military's broader suicide problem, adding that the Texas suiciders are under investigation, and he suspected that not all actually occurred during Operation Lone Star. Remember, you can listen to current news or older stories by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.